everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Narrow gains seen in most live cattle and lean hog futures here today as traders backed away from initial support. The focus has moved to potential market stability throughout the week. This may spark some additional underlying gains over the end of the week, although afternoon trade proved to remain sluggish. July corn futures about 7 cents lower, the Dow Jones 360 points higher, NASDAQ up 121 points. Over in live cattle today, initial gains slowly eroding throughout the day as traders tried to balance the recent market support with longer-term market direction as nearby contracts hovered in a narrowly mixed trading range. The overall lack of support in the complex has more to do with the trader apathy than any fundamental or technical market shifts. June and August futures, though, have trickled into narrow losses, although the underlying tone of the market seems to be firming based on traders defending recent support levels and focusing on longer-term demand support throughout the entire beef complex. Bids quickly developed today at $109 live and $170 per hundredweight dressed. This is well below asking prices of $112 to $115 live and $185 in higher dressed. At this point, there seems very little urgency in getting deals done, which will likely push actual trade off until Wednesday or later. Box beef cutouts today, 49 cents higher in select and down 3 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 69 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, active buyer support quickly moving into the feeder cattle trade as the focus on corn price stability helped to solidify recent gains. Prices eased throughout the day, but buyers remained firmly focused on building longer-term market support based on potential stability in feed costs. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn trade 5 to 7 cents lower, soybean trade flat to 2 cents higher with trade fading from initial gains after the progress report. Meal was $2 to $3 lower and oil 20 to 30 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 5 to 10 cents lower today with the winter wheat seeing bigger selling after failing to hold gains yesterday.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.